views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves, and you can catch us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to share this information with you, and if you want to call in, we do love to hear from you, 1-800-930-2819. And today we are going to be talking about when we understand how emotional upset affects physical and psychological wellness. And I just want to make point of saying that the information in this presentation of German New Medicine is for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for medical advice. Do see your doctor if you have any issues of that. We are sharing this information as information for to empower people. So the impact of emotional trauma on the subconscious mind can trigger both psychological and physical changes in an individual. And these changes have purpose. So they are actually are natural healing responses designed to deal with the impact of the trauma. And understanding this will empower you. Now, John Theobald, my guest today, has received his bachelor's degree from York University in Toronto, and then for a decade, John sold scientific and medical equipment in Western Canada, providing him with the insights into the modern medical paradigm and the value of retaining homeostasis rather than recovering from lack of health. In 2006, John discovered the work of Dr. Reitgerd Hammer, I hope I said that right, MD, in 2006, and has dedicated his energy towards studying this paradigm shifting research, and has now shares this powerful information with others. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, John. Are you there?
I am, and I'm very happy to be here with you, Colette.
Yeah, this is the second time you've been on my show. I can't remember. You know, it's almost 5 years to this month that I started this show.
Yeah.
And I think you were on, like, I don't know, 2 years in or something.
Yeah. You know, so, I had such a good time, I can't remember.
Yeah, there you go. That's because you're not a morning person.
Exactly.
So, you know, I really, I want to let everybody know that you know, you're welcome to call in, and also we will shift energy around these things. And we do have some callers calling already, but I just want to give you the floor until the first break, at least here. So you can just tell us a little bit, you know, about why you're speaking about this and how you came to, you know, put, because you've devoted many years to sharing this information with other people. So just, you know, tell us what you want us to know.
Well, here's where it all started. As you mentioned earlier, I spent a good amount of time selling into the scientific and medical community. And at one point, I was actually selling radioactive pharmaceuticals for the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, which was a very interesting experience. So in 2006, I just accidentally walked into a lecture by a woman from Austria, who was had moved to Vancouver. She'd studied with Dr. Hommer. And the lecture that she gave, it was just an evening introductory lecture. It just blew my mind. It was like being struck with a bolt of lightning. The presentation made so much sense and clarified a tremendous amount of misinformation and confusion in my mind in trying to sort out the allopathic medical model and the alternative health model, because there's tremendous intentional and unintentional misinformation in those worlds. So at that point, I was just inspired to really deeply learn it.
Wow. And, you know, I was out at Spring Festival of Awareness. I can't remember what year that was now, but you were giving your talk and I took your talk in. And I have to say that, you know, I'm kind of like you, like, you know, when I first got into doing energy work, I left a little demo kind of exactly like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And said, you know, I was born to do this. And, you know, then I found out we're all born to share information that's, you know, empowering others. And, you know, so some of the things that you're talking about, his information is, like, as you said, for some people controversial. Having said that, you know, what is the main difference between the, you know, the regular care that people are getting and then the alternative in this way? What is the main difference in that information, you would say?
Well, I'll tell you what the main similarity is between alternative and allopathic medicine. That's a better place to start, because everybody out there, just about like 99%, are coming from the place of cancer being a problem, about it being an inexplicable disease that needs to be wrestled to the ground and defeated. And it's not the case. You know, Dr. Hommer's perspective, with rigorous medical scientific experimentation and proof, proves otherwise. Is that a good answer to your question?
Yeah. You know, this is really interesting for me. So continue. Like, what when people present anything as a problem, and generally, when people present information regarding cancer and other serious, what I call dis-ease of the body, when that information is presented in that way from a fear perspective, and you know, what happens to a person?
Well, basically, when somebody goes to the doctor with a problem, it's generally framed in a perspective of there being something that we have to cure or fix. And whether you're dealing with natural medicine or allopathic medicine, the perspective is the same. You know, the alternative world will try to cure you with vitamins and minerals and this, that, and the other thing, and the medical world will try to cure you with pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and this is what's so amazing is what, you know, what you're talking about. Just, you know, and this is in no way disregarding doctors or, you know, but what is happening is when you go to the doctor, it is their job to find something wrong with you or to look for something that is not quite, that doesn't measure up to their statistics in that. So it's not that, you know, this is their job. This is what they are trained to do. And totally. So just making that very clear, it's more of a, it's not about it being good or bad. It's about a different way of looking at things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love everybody out there, Colette. I just love everybody.
I know.
All of the doctors, naturopathic, allopathic, everybody, they're all good people, man. And they're all out there trying to serve you and help you. Now, the problem comes from a lack of deep understanding. And like Dr. Hommer had the unpleasant experience of developing cancer himself. This goes back to the late 70s. His son died tragically from a gunshot wound. And several months later, Dr. Hommer was diagnosed with cancer. And he's a medical doctor, classically trained. And at the time, he was working with cancer patients. So after the dust settled, he took a conventional route to deal with his cancer. But after the dust settled and he had time to think of it, he thought to himself, is there a connection between the emotional trauma that I experienced following my son's death and the cancer that developed? So he started talking to his patients and questioning them on their emotional status prior to their diagnosis with cancer. And the interesting thing is that the concept of a CT scan had just been recently invented and developed and was working its way into the medical system. And so he started comparing his notes with a patient's CT scan. And as a consequence, he came to the conclusion that all cancers, with one or two small exceptions, are the result of an emotional trauma. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting. And, you know, this is right in alignment with the work that I do with the energy work, is that when you energetically test whether a problem in a person at root cause is physical, it's mm-hmm. almost 99% of the time non-physical. And so, this isn't just with serious disease. It's with small aches and pains in the body also. But we're going to need to take a quick break here. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. I have John Theobald on the show here with me. We have a caller who has been patiently waiting. We'll catch you right after this break. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is John Theobald. And I wanted to mention that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. John, are you? Can you just share your contact information with us just so we don't forget, you know, if we get busy talking here?
Oh, absolutely. If anybody wants to contact me, the best way is email. And the email address is very, very simple. It's ccss@aebc.com. And that's C like Charlie, Charlie, S like Sierra. So Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Sarah at aebc.com. Real simple.
Okay, cool. And you were telling me that you have an event coming up. Do you want to share with us what that will be?
I do. I've just a couple of days ago scheduled a seminar, an introductory seminar in Vernon for the first weekend after the Easter weekend.
And when is Easter this year?
It's the 1st of April weekend. Let me just pull up my calendar here and with an exact date here.
Yeah, Easter. Because...
Yeah. Easter, who knows when Easter is?
Yeah. In the spring sometime.
So the first of April is Easter Sunday.
Okay, there we go. So it would be the following weekend.
Yeah, the 7th and the 8th of April.
And they can get you at that, they can contact you at that email if you happen to be in Vernon, BC, and you would like to check out John's, you know, talk. It's, you know, it's a really valuable experience, I found. Carter, we have Tricia patiently waiting here on the call. Before we take this call, John, you said you wanted to just finish your a little bit more, telling us a little bit more before you take her call from where we left off.
Yeah, that might be better before talking with Tricia, and we'll get to her very, very shortly. I've been on this path now, as I mentioned earlier, since 2006. So I've deeply ingested Dr. Hammer's work, and I've seen it verified time and time again in talking with people who have cancer and other issues. You see, he characterizes heart disease and diabetes and psychological disorders as well in terms of emotional trauma. The point that I've come to at this in my studies with this work, and it's discussed in the PDF download that's available as part of this show, is that cancer is the body's emergency response to an emotional trauma. So I characterize an emotional trauma as an assault against the psyche, against the body, in the same way as you might experience a physical trauma, you falling out of a tree and breaking your arm. They're both the same. They're both responses of the body to something that has hurt you. So cancer is an essential biological response to dealing with an assault, an emotional assault on your body.
And that's very interesting perspective, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And I can, if you give me enough time, I can prove that to you beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. Well,
so come to my seminar.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I don't know if we can cover all of that in 1 hour here, but we will do our best.
Yeah. So let's have a chat with Tricia and see what's going on.
Yeah. There we go. Are you there, Tricia?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for John?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, this is kind of off topic. I've noticed over the past, I will lose a family member or a friend. They pass away. And then within the next day, the week, I lose my job.
Okay. Well,
this has gone on most of my life.
Okay, so just give me a baseline for how much that bothers you when you think about that. It's kind of that energy of things come in threes type energy, or people who have been raised with really strong religious beliefs, or have been that's what's coming up a little bit. But it's kind of like being in this place of not being able to control what's going on around you. So I'm going to just get a number from you from 0 to 10, 10 being you feel like this is the absolute worst, and 0 being like totally neutral to it. And then we're just going to let John talk about, you know, what he wants to talk about here. What number are you at?
Probably at a 10 right now.
Okay, at a 10. Okay, so John, this is how my show goes. I'm getting that Trish's question is actually very pertinent to what we're talking about here.
I believe that.
Yeah. So go ahead and I'll work in the background energetically.
Okay. Now Trisha is coming across a little fuzzy, so I'm not 100% certain of what she's looking for here right now. So can you recap?
Basically, what she's saying is it's a little bit off topic because she feels that she's noticed that when someone dies in her family, that within a few days after she ends up losing her job, and she's like, "Why is that happening?" And I was just picking up because she's traumatized and doesn't want to go to work when she's traumatized. And so it's amazing the power of the mind. And so that, you know, I'm just going to let you go from your perspective here of why that's significant with the work you do.
Ah, that is an interesting one. And I'm trying to get a grasp on that one. Now, emotional upset or things that happen in our life of that nature can have many different consequences, and they might not manifest physically, like losing your job isn't cancer, for example. So what I always try to do when I'm talking with somebody is home in on a physical symptom and then discuss it from there.
In energy work, and I'm just going to explain this quite often. I mean, if you feel something in your body and it's discomfort, you know, you're going to, that discomfort is letting you know something. So I'm just going to ask Trisha here then. Trisha, when you think about this, this issue, do you feel that somewhere in your body?
I've noticed my throat.
Your throat. Okay. So we're just going to. So, John, she feels that in her throat. Like that's where she's feeling the fear.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to ask you is have you had any kind of like a medical diagnosis associated with your throat that might document some kind of a physical change in your throat?
No.
So what I'm picking up here is that,
cold.
It's kind of the fear more that's what's coming up. So if we, like, what I'm going to do here is, because I'm going to work on this energetically because I can feel a lot of stuff coming in, but I'm going to give you a, for instance, because I would love to have you talk about this. My mom's identical twin was diagnosed with breast cancer. Uh-huh. And then it metastasized and it went to her lungs and she passed. And then my mom found a small lump on the other breast. Mm-hmm. And, because she was an identical twin and all that, they right away, once they diagnosed her, then she became sick. And so, she used to, when my aunt had her breast removed, she would... they didn't do a really good job of it, like as far as the scar, and that always bothered my mom because my mom and my aunt were seamstresses, and she said they did such a horrible seam. When they did her breast, she would brag that, like, look how nice the seam is, you know.
Oh no.
So this is kind of an interesting. This is one that a lot of women are concerned about. And so let's go from this perspective. Like, what would you say about that situation with my mom and my aunt?
Ah, the issue around breast cancer, there's two distinct types of breast cancer. One in the glandular tissue that results from some kind of a nurturing conflict. So fear over the health or concern over the health of a child, for example. And the other one relates to a separation conflict, and that will affect the intraductal tissue. So those are very clear emotional issues that Dr. Hommer has observed. And the issue in our medical system and in our society is that people consider a cancer diagnosis to be life-threatening. And with all, I love our doctors, but quite often they won't look at you and give you a cancer diagnosis and say that it's potentially fatal. I've talked to too many people who have received a diagnosis of this nature. And what Dr. Hommer showed and proved is that secondary cancers arise from these types of emotional shocks, the way a diagnosis is delivered, the fear that it generates. And a lung cancer is associated with fear for one's life, for example, and issues in the bones or the lymphatic system relates to some form of self-image crisis associated with the diagnosis. So one can trace all secondary cancers, metastatic cancers in their world, back to the fear and the shock related to the diagnosis.
Wow, that is so amazing what you're saying. We have to take a quick break here, but I'll fill in why this is so amazing. Because,
okay.
you really have described what happened between my mom and my aunt as if you personally know them. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and my energy correcting cards and paintings at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. And you can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have John Theobald on the show with me. And we just had Tricia on also. And Tricia, I was just wanting to check in with you right now. What are you still, are you feeling a bit of a change now?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Probably down to like a two.
Yeah, that's what I got. Like I was working on this. This is just... when people go out of this lack of control and of being able to control the elements in their life, it sets fear. And I want to thank you for calling in, because as much as it didn't seem like part of the subject, in many ways, you just showed brilliantly the cause and effect of when people go into this place of fear. And so this is something that I want to thank you very much for calling in. And John, I'm going to continue to tell you then that about my mom and my aunt, and why you nailed it is because my aunt, when she was diagnosed, my mom would pray and pray and pray every night. And she said she bragged how much she could worry, because she felt if she worried and prayed that she would keep us all safe. And yeah. No one in our family had ever been diagnosed with any illness. So she really felt like it was working. And then when her identical twin sister became diagnosed, it was not the same cancer that either of them had. It was actually precancerous cells in my mother. But because of the past history in the family, you know, and this is something I may as well finish telling before, so you know the whole story there. It was very interesting when my mom did pass. She was 75, uh-huh. And she didn't die from any cancer issues. She was absolutely sure she was going to die before she was 75. And this is, wow. You know, and she talked about this a lot. And, my brother-in-law at that time was starting, his own funeral home for alternative funerals, so that people could, he helps people to do it for a more reasonable price. And yeah. She actually was his first client.
Oh my God.
So, you know, it was a conglomeration of a lot of emotional things that my mom had gone through.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, so the fear, the fear, what does that do to people?
Oh, if somebody's in a state of fear, it predisposes them to additional conflict, you know, and our society engenders that state of fear. And some people just feed on it. And if you're afraid of then anything can pop out of the shadows and traumatize you and trigger another cancer program.
Okay. So when someone's in this state, because with my mom, what had happened is, you know, of course she was very upset about her sister,
yeah.
But it was right after my dad, like my dad had collapsed and he had Guillain-Barré syndrome and he was in the hospital in and out for 4 years. He was totally paralyzed at one point. And my mom, like that was her rock. And when my dad passed, it was like not even, he was in July on their, the day before their anniversary, and my aunt died on Boxing Day.
Wow.
That year. And it was that, you know, right after my aunt passed that then my mom all of a sudden found this lump. And so, you know, what do you feel was going on there?
Well, the obvious one is loss and concern over the person who has passed, and that could very easily translate into a glandular breast tumor, for example. And now I don't know which ones you had. There's glandular, there's intraductal, or both. They're both separate in terms of the subtle conflicts that will trigger one or the other. But you know, if any particular conflict can go multiple ways, like one shock can trigger three, four, five different cancer programs at the same time, or the announcement of one particular conflict can trigger one. It's very complex, without having the actual individual to speak with, it's really hard to speak directly to that. So I'm going around in circles here because I'm having trouble hitting the target. But a loss of that sort. Dr. Homer's cancer was triggered by a loss. Mm-hmm. His son died tragically. Your mother's husband died unexpectedly, and there's a bit of tragedy around things that
and then there was also the financial fear and all of that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
It's a huge swamp of emotions, I could say, and so you know, it can go any different way.
And so if someone was like, has an emotional trauma like that, and they're devastated in that way, what would you suggest? What is, what can you tell people to empower them in this situation?
Well, absolutely. Number one is seek counseling, and ideally seek counseling with somebody that understands Dr. Homer's work, because they're going to be more sensitive to some of the consequences, some of the physical consequences, some of the emotional consequences, because these emotional traumas affect you mentally, physically, and there's also aspects of the physical brain itself that are affected. It's very complex when you first look at this. When you understand it to the extent that I do, there's an elegant, very clear, elegant pattern that evolves. And when you see that, if you're dealing with a therapist who understands that, they can guide you through the process. They can show you that there is reason for this, and that'll take you out of the fear.
Right. That's brilliant what you just said, because a lot of times people want to know why. And in my work, what I teach people is I teach people how to identify and eliminate energetic weaknesses that are hidden, that cause these problems. And so any problem can be broken down into smaller bits. And this is what I really feel, for people just to recognize that if you follow the emotional trail, it doesn't have to take a long time to feel better. And in my work, I've worked with, several cancer patients, and the ones that, some of them, when I work with them, I've worked with this one lady. She had stage 4 cancer and was actually preparing to die because she was told she only had this much time, And when we worked through that and I got her totally neutral to that, 5 years later, she's doing amazing. She still has the cancer in her body, but she has no pain. She has nothing. She was able to get up off the couch after one session. She was able to get up off the couch and go live again. Mm-hmm. And so 5 years later, she contacted me and she said, she felt bad almost because, the doctors, when she goes to them, she was supposed to die in 5 years and she's not.
I love people that don't cooperate like that.
Yeah. And so, it's this fear is what we want to work towards. Yeah. But another thing that comes up when I energetically get in touch with this is the financial fear also.
Oh yeah.
When I was just kind of like, wow, I didn't know this until I read what you were talking about, that a cancer diagnosis is the third leading cause for bankruptcy in Canada.
Yes.
And number one in the United States. And that's kind of like, wow, tell me about that.
Well, let me refine what you just said there a little bit, Colette. It's the ancillary costs associated with the diagnosis and the treatment that are the financial stress for somebody. See, our medical system in Canada, people think that it's great, that it covers everything. Well, it doesn't. So if you enter a conventional cancer treatment program, you will undoubtedly be subjected to chemo and surgery. And as a consequence of that, number one, you won't be able to work. So there goes your paycheck. So unless you got real deep pockets somewhere in the family, you are going to have a problem paying the mortgage and the car payments and that sort of thing. But in addition to that, many people will seek out naturopathic and alternative modalities to ease the pain and the discomfort of the chemo regime. And chemo is not fun. So all of these things pile up as expenses that aren't covered by MSP. And of course, the other big one, if you live up in northern BC and your treatment is down in Vancouver, the government doesn't cover your travel and accommodation expenses. So wow. you add all of that up, and officially uninsured medical expenses associated with treatments such as cancer are the third leading cause of bankruptcy in Canada. And as you said, number one in the United States.
Well,
people don't understand this.
Yeah, this is, I just want to say, thank you for shedding light on this, because that's something, I it's been in the peripheral, but I had no idea the statistics were that high. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have John Theobald here sharing a different perspective, and I want, we'll be back. We still have time to take one more call, 1-800-930-2816. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have John Theobald on the radio show with me today. Before we continue, I just wanted to tell people, in case I forget, that I will be having a speaking event, a Shift Happens speaking event in Kelowna on this coming weekend on March the 2nd. On Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. If you're in the area, it's at the Holiday Inn Express. You're welcome to bring friends and family. It's a free event. This is where I demonstrate how energy work can empower people. And John, I just wanted you to share your contact information one more time.
Absolutely.
And tell people how they can get that PDF. If it's not on my site, we'll see if we can make sure that that happens.
Absolutely. My email address, best way to contact me, ccss@aebc.com. And that's Charlie Charlie Sierra Sarah, CCSS.
Awesome. And so, you know, those of you who have been waiting, I usually pick a card, John, from my deck. And the card that I picked this morning, kind of, I have a feeling it will tie into the end segment here, is dissemination. Dissemination is when information isn't 100% correct in the media, et cetera. And I'll leave it at that and have you continue on.
Okay, that's an interesting one. But before we segue into that one, I just want to finish a thought from what we were talking about before the break. The financial issue associated with a cancer diagnosis is huge, and people have no concept of that until they're in the line of fire, so to speak. So what I teach, what Dr. Homer's work tells you, is how to negotiate the treatment associated with a cancer diagnosis. This knowledge lets you make better decisions about the path you will take. You'll have a better idea of what treatments and symptoms and modalities to reject and what to accept to guide you through successfully in terms of dealing with your cancer program.
Well, I just think what you're doing, the work you're doing, is brilliant and brave, and you know, admire your dedication to it. Because, you know, when I go teach a seminar, my branding is The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens.
Yeah.
And so people expect to come and have a good time, whereas yours is a little more challenging. So do you want to tell us about that a bit?
Well, as you mentioned about dissemination, everything we see out there isn't exactly as it is. There's one of the big news stories lately is in the media world is that what we read and see in the papers, on television, on the internet, isn't always correct and true. And in the area of health, that couldn't be more the case. The information that is disseminated is, in many cases, either confused or inaccurate or misunderstood. And what Dr. Homer's work does is clarifies that. It puts all of the pieces of the puzzle in place, and it helps you make better decisions.
Well, what I'm getting, and you know, I anyone who's listened to this show knows I speak about neutrality, and what you're telling me is that, you know, when you have the information, and you have, you know, the information from here and from there, and you get neutral to it, so you start to not go into that fear, and you start testing, like energetically I would test for myself, does that feel strong,
yeah.
And your intuition will guide you, because your body automatically wants to return to homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis being when all the systems in your body are working together and in harmony. Energetically, what I have noticed is when people are dealing with a cancer diagnosis, quite often there's, in general, a lack of balance in the left and the right side, and so of the body, or from the top to the bottom. You know, it's like all the cells aren't communicating with each other in a way that is friendly. Like you don't want your left side of your body and your right you know, that's your feminine and the right is masculine. That's how many people associate it. So you don't want them to be fighting and get divorced or separated or divorced, right? Well,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so, you know, in your experience, what can people, you know, like, what would you, because we only have a few minutes left here, what would you tell people about this? Like, what is the legacy you want to leave here?
The huge shift that I want people to make, and what I will teach in my seminar, which of course is the 7th, 8th of April in Vernon, the huge shift that I want people to make is to understand that your body is doing what is biologically programmed to do. A cancer program is designed to specifically help you deal with the fallout from an emotional assault. For, you know, a cancer tumor that's growing in your body has purpose and meaning. And we don't have the time to go into that in great detail. But if you talk to me offline or you come to my seminar, you will see that every single cancer tumor in your body has meaning. And if you understand that, it takes you out of the fear and will help you guide the program to completion.
Safely. Yes. And so have you actually witnessed this happening?
Absolutely. Now, I, in all fairness, I have to say that I have seen people who have followed Dr. Homer's paradigm, and I've seen people who have followed the mainstream medical system, and I've seen people delve into the naturopathic and alternative medical world, and I've seen people do everything in a combination thereof. Some live, some die. It's very, very complex. There are no guarantees. And sometimes an emotional trauma is so strong that the ensuing cancer is very hard to deal with. And when we're in that state of fear, fear is the biggest killer. It really is. It cripples somebody in terms of thinking rationally and acting rationally. So I desperately work to bring people out of that state of fear and put them into a state of understanding. And then they are in charge.
And also what's coming up when you say that is, you know, it's very rare for people to listen to their body when it's functioning at a high level. It's just kind of like we take that for granted.
Yeah.
But when we have a discomfort in our body, of course, then we notice, right? And
totally.
So, yeah. And so we want to take that discomfort and notice it early. I talk about this like, you know, first the universe will give you a little tap on the shoulder and then you'll get the frying pan treatment. And if that doesn't work, you'll get the 2x4, you know?
Exactly. And yeah, what you said there, Colette, is extremely insightful. And when one understands Dr. Homer thoroughly and completely, you will notice those subtle signs that an emotional trauma has triggered something in your body and you can deal with it sooner.
And you can deal with it very quickly and instantly, actually.
Yes.
Because there's ways to deal with that. You know, I can't, I can believe it because we have 1 minute left. And so I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I always enjoy connecting with you. You know, I really admire all your good work. And just any last thing you want to say in the last minute here?
Learn this stuff before you need it.
Ah, there we go.
Critical. Learn this before you need it. So then you can calmly have an intelligent discussion with your wellness professional.
Yay. There we go.
Yay.
Thank you so much, John.
Colette, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Tricia, for calling in and Carter for being here with us as usual. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.